Trustees for Alaska filed a lawsuit in Anchorage Superior Court this morning, challenging all of the state's permits that allow exploration of the proposed Pebble Mine in the Bristol Bay region. Steve Cotton is executive director for Trustees. He says the law firm is also seeking an injunction to halt exploration activity until the court reaches a decision. The lawsuit alleges the state violated the Alaska Constitution by not giving meaningful notice to the public about the proposed permits and allowing public input. Exhibit 1 in the lawsuit is the state's online notice for the current exploration permit.
It's the one and only notice the state has ever provided for 21 years of exploration at Pebble. And it doesn't even mention the Pebble Mine. You could stare at it for a day and not know it's about Pebble.
Cotton says the lawsuit is coming now after years of exploration because the level of activity has ramped up and Bristol Bay residents are at a breaking point. He says current activities allowed under the 2009-2010 permit include drilling 425 boreholes up to 7,000 feet deep.
They can dig 320 test pits and set 220,000 feet of seismic lines along which explosions are set off. They can put helicopters in the air 24/7, making hundreds of trips per season. And they can withdraw tens of millions of gallons of water from streams and ponds in the area without even knowing if there are fish in the waters that they're pumping from. That's a lot of impact.
Cotton says no oil or mining company would be able to engage in this level of activity without public notice if it were offshore in state tidewater.
But under current laws and regulations, the mining industry has been given a pass when it comes to mining on dry land. Exploration permits like those for Pebble are handed out essentially behind closed doors. No public notice, no chance for the public to express their views, no analysis of the public interest.
One of the original architects of the Alaska Constitution, Vic Fisher, is on the list of plaintiffs, along with former First Lady Bella Hammond, who lives in the region, and Nunumta Iluxtai, a nonprofit with 8 Native village corporations from the Bristol Bay area. Bobby Andrews is the spokesman. He says people in his region have found out about activity at the Pebble Prospect through newspaper and broadcast stories. He says internet connections are marginal in Bristol Bay, and many don't have computers.
We need to be aware long before it even becomes public in order for us to make our public statements as to where we stand on the positions that we need to take in order to protect the renewable resources as well as protecting the water.
Mike Heatwall is a spokesman for the Pebble Partnership. He says current activity at the Pebble site is actually down from years past. He says all the work that's been conducted has been in an open way that is being monitored by the state.
These permits are publicly available, as are the State Department Natural Resource Inspection reports. There's several on their website, I think many of which were cited in today's briefing. And so from a public, awareness of what's going on at Pebble, there's no mysteries about our activity and what we're doing.
Heatwall says exploration work can involve 30 to 50 people if there is drilling activity and 20 plus support staff in less active times. He says Pebble Partnership is a long way from mining for gold.
We haven't even brought forward a development plan, which would be subject to a very, very rigorous and public process through NEPA, the National Environmental Policy Act, which has three very specific public notice and public hearing requirements that go through it.
It's not known when the judge will rule on the permit question or the request for an injunction. State Department of Natural Resources mining coordinator for Pebble, Tom Crayford, says state officials have not yet reviewed the suit and can't comment, but he says these types of permits are revocable at will, and there is no public notice requirement attached to them. More information on the suit is at our website, aprn.org.